was full of hurt and anguish over the people working in the community sector have a vocation to help the disadvantaged in society, the people disabled, the elderly, and their fear that they would not be in the future be able to provide the service, and also an opportunity for people to get back into the workplace, people who haven't been in the workplace for a long time. The anger is such that we've decided to mount a protest outside each of the constituency offices. So that's Donegal Town, the two in Letterkenny, and Guido. That's taking place on Friday at 11:30.
What you're effectively saying then is you're going to protest outside the offices of Minister Denny McGinley, Deputy Joe McHugh, and Senator Jimmy Hart. Have you made any arrangements or requests to meet with the gentlemen on the day?
Not so much on the day, but we're certainly inviting them to a meeting on Monday at 11 o'clock in Jackson's Hotel, so they can hear it firsthand of the devastation that their decision is going to cause the communities in Donegal.
Is it your belief that we are going to see a head of steam built up on this issue, and like we saw in previous campaigns, it'll move from the ground up, as it were, and ultimately succeed in changing the government's mind?
Yes, we do believe. This was very much a bottom-up campaign. I mean, we organised a meeting today, but we've representatives there from other trade unions, Impact, for example, political representatives, the community sector workers built for this meeting. I didn't have the contact list for all the community sector organisations in Donegal. It was, in fact, community sector organisations and community sector workers concerned that in the event of this happening, that the communities would be devastated, and they built for the community, they built for the meeting to ensure that we had a massive turnout for it.